We're here at King Kong Lifeboats Station, and first of all, I suppose we should lay the foundations in terms of talking about the work that the volunteers do, because the biggest thing I think that sticks out to me is the fact that these people aren't paid. They're volunteers to go out into what is a calm looking Firth of Forth, but it's not actually that calm when they're out there, is it?
Yeah, I mean, I take my hats off to the volunteers. They're absolutely amazing. Ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And as you say, you can look out and sometimes it might look calm, but the sea is unpredictable. And many people do find themselves in need of our help. So I'm just so overwhelmed, actually, that we have so many amazing volunteers that give up their time freely to help others.
And it's really the goodwill of the public that keeps this place going.
It absolutely is. As a charity, we receive no funding from the UK government, so we rely entirely on charitable donations to power our life-saving service. So every single penny that people donate really does add up to make a life-saving difference.
Tell us about this May Day campaign that's launching on the 1st of May.
Yeah, well, May Day is a call for help. And this May, we're asking people to answer our call for help and take part in a May Day Mile activity to raise vital funds to support our services. So you can do your May Day Mile however you want. You could run it, walk it, skip it, hop it. Whatever you do, do it throughout the month of May. Gather sponsorship and help support our life-saving service.
And it's not just in Scotland this is taking place.
Right throughout the UK and Ireland. So I really look forward to seeing all the different creative May Day ideas, to be honest.
Yeah, so really it's up to, I suppose, the imagination of people that are taking part as to what they wish to do to raise funds.
It is, absolutely. We had somebody last year who rollerbladed their mile. I thought that was pretty cool. As I say, I'm just looking forward to seeing what comes through this year.
Do you have a target in terms of how much you'd like to raise from this campaign?
To be honest, I couldn't put an exact sum on it. Obviously, as much as possible would be fantastic. On average, we need to raise £155,000 per year to run just one of our 46 lifeboat stations in Scotland. So as I say, every single penny that's raised throughout May Day and beyond really does add up to help power that service.
When you add that all up across the stations, that's millions of pounds. So that's a lot of money to run these stations.
It is a lot, but ultimately can't put a price on a life saved, to be honest. And that's what we're here to do. We're here for anybody who needs us.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, more than 70 launches took place at this station last year. They're not just volunteers doing it for volunteering's sake, but they're providing a really vital service out here.
Yeah, and you can see that from the figures right throughout the UK and Ireland. We're needed, and people do find themselves in danger. I mean, nobody goes to the coast or to our inland waters and expects to need help. But if they do get into trouble, then we will always be there to respond. The RNLI is almost 200 years old now, so we've been answering those calls for help for almost 200 years. And with the continued support of our communities, we'll be here for the next 200.
And finally, obviously the money's going towards the running of stations like this one here in Kinghorn, but would it also be fair to say that that money's also important for the provision of advice to people who might want to come onto the beach, but maybe they don't realise initially that the water isn't as calm as they think it is initially, and that it can be dangerous?
Yeah, the funds raised are used in so many different ways by the RNLI. Obviously, they do support the running costs of the station, the training of our volunteers, their kit costs and everything that goes along with that. But we do have a real focus on water safety education, and we've got a number of volunteers within our local communities that go out and provide vital water safety education to as many people as possible. Ultimately, the more people we can reach, the better. It's messaging that could save their life.
Thank you so much, Claire.
Thank you.